whisper. There's one over there, actually.
I've got a book right here.
Oh, okay. But there's one, somebody doesn't have a
good answer. Is it on here?
That's Caleb Bass.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning.
See, we're moving so fast, you know, that you can't keep track. Okay, so anyways, we are in Chelek Beis. Kuf Mem Gimel. Gimel, last line. We're talking about laning. So the Mechaber says, Afilu b'kfarim she'ein nimsa lahem sefer Torah kosher. Even in the villages where they don't have a kosher sefer Torah. They don't have one. Still, ein mevarchim, next page, ein mevarchim alav. You don't make a bracha on it, meaning like on a chumash or something that's a partial sefer Torah, right? It's only one things we talked about yesterday.
But you still read it?
So very good. Very good question. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in such a case, we should, or also in the cases that we talked about before, is proper that you read from a chumash without a bracha. Why? So people should not forget the idea that they should lane, and also the ideas in the Torah. And you don't call people up, you don't call them up by name, you just read it. Read it without brachas. That's what we do. Again, we're a little jaundiced that we don't... Sefer Torah, you know, like, yeah, you know, you can buy this size Sefer Torah, that size. But again, it was rare. Now, both on this halacha and the previous halacha, the reason why you have to use a complete Sefer Torah, as we know it, complete Sefer Torah, is because if you only use a part, why can't we use just braces? Right, or Shnei
like Shmos. Spartan.
No, they don't even do it. In other words, just one book, right? Scroll-wise, written properly, but just instead of all five together, just one. Or like today, today's halacha, I should say. In other words, they don't have a Sefer Torah, they have a chumash. So why can't they call up aliyahs and make brachas? Why can't they do that? Right? The whole idea was it's a satakana, so people shouldn't forget. And you know, so why can't we do that with a chumash? Especially if they don't have such a thing. So it's a very interesting reason. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you have to have a complete Sefer Torah is because of kavod hatzibur, respect for the shul, for the congregation. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we just bring in a chumash. You know, we get up, whatever, just bring in a chumash. You know, maybe we don't relate to it. It's not nice. Shul should have a Sefer Torah. So therefore, it goes to the extent where if there is none, the halacha is that so you read, but you don't read with brachas, and it's not like the real Kriyas HaTorah, right? It's not the same thing. So if you think a little, the Bir Halacha brings up an interesting question. It says if you say the whole, like everybody thinks the reason why you have to use the Sefer Torah is that's why Chazal set it up. So now we say the reason why we have to use a few full Sefer Torah is because of Kavod HaTzibur. So it's Kavod HaTzibur, so what happens if we take a poll? And everybody says, no, it's okay. Yeah, we'd like to get a Sefer Torah, but in the meantime, we don't have a Sefer Torah. So you know what? Let's use a Chumash, use an Arso Chumash, or whatever we got, and we'll call up Aliyahs, you know, what's Shabbos about? Yamod, you know,
Getting money.
So we forego our honor, right? It's after all our honor, so we forego it. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, excuse me, says that there's a machlokus whether they could do such a thing. Again, this would be very interesting, right? Again, I'm not talking about a place where they're negligent. You know, it's a small town and they can't afford a Sefer Torah. They can't get a Sefer Torah, so you know, could they do it this way? So he brings down this machlokus. And he says, look in the Taz. The Taz says they can't. They can't. That's why it is machlokus, but it comes out that you can't. So again, you know where this could come out? Just a segue into tomorrow's halacha. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Chas v'Shalom, what happens if they're laning, Kasher Sefer Torah, laning, and they find a mistake, right? It happens, I don't want to say often, but it's not unheard of, obviously. They find a mistake. So again, tomorrow we'll see, you know, We're assuming you have one more than one kasher sefer Torah, so you take out another one. So we'll discuss that bleed down in Mirror Session tomorrow. But let's bring it all together. Let's say you only have one sefer Torah. And, you know, like, I don't know, it's a, you know, a vacation minyan, or it's a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur minyan, and they're having it somewhere, or, you know, or a Shabbaton, right? Right? Or they only have one sefer Torah. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's a problem with that sefer Torah. So now what do we do? So, again, so we'll see about that. But again, that would also be an application of this halacha, that when we say, okay, let's keep on laning, we'll use a chumash, and we'll keep on laning and with brachas and everything. So now we see you can't.
You can't.
Cannot.
Cannot keep on laning?
Well, we'll talk about keep on laning from the non-kosher one. But again, the point is, could you make the brachas? Right, that's the big question.
What if somebody before Shabbos had gotten innovative and taken the tikkun and cut out just the sacred Torah side and put the pages
together,
made it into a scroll, it had little poles in it?
No, we learned before it has to be written by, you know, by a scribe. It can't be.
So that would have to do.
Yeah. See, I thought you were going to ask something different, which Ramosha has a tshuva on, that it's such a problem to be a Baal Torah. It'd be a lot easier if we had a Sefer Torah. Kosher Sefer Torah. You have a clear overlay.
The vowels.
With the vowels in the truck. And then it'd be Gevaldik. Right? Then anybody can lane, right? So Ramosha said you can't do it. It's designed for the Torah. What?
Just the sefer Torah side, you know, sefer Torah chumash next to each other. If I cut out just the vowelless, trophless sefer Torah side of the tikkun, and he fastened.
Yeah, but that's no fun because that's obviously no good, right? Because, but here we're talking about like a similar idea, but even that you can't do.
What a teleprompter.
You think we are present here? Okay, we'll talk about that.